The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to take us through some thoughts from the letter of James. James begins his letter with a very fascinating statement. He says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds." As you listen to this, and particularly if you're a pastor listening to this, you may be facing a number of challenges at the moment in your church life as you walk through this tremendously difficult time with the coronavirus. But of course, there are always other issues as well. It's not just that. But to hear James say, "Consider it pure joy," does seem a bit of a contradiction, doesn't it? Because many of us going through trials and difficulties don't feel particularly joyful at all. And of course, if we want our people to respond with any sense of joy, then we do need to set an example. What is this joy that James is speaking about? Well, it's the joy the Bible refers to, which is a deep sense all is well. God is in charge. He's still working his purposes out. And therefore, I can smile in the face of the greatest difficulty, not because I'm in unreality, not because my head is in the sand, but because I'm very confident of the sovereignty of God. And James does explain to us trials of many kinds. And that's important, isn't it? Because what is a trial to someone may not be a trial to someone else. But there are many, many ways that we feel tested. Many, many areas of life which we feel are put under the microscope, under considerable challenge. And it's important to recognize that we can find joy in the course of many trials. It's not just looking at one particular area of trial, perhaps sickness, but there are many issues, trials involving economic challenges and difficulties, trials involving relational difficulties, trials solely to do with famine, with governments who don't seem to be very sympathetic to our cause. But James is saying, no, in the midst of many trials of whatever nature, you are able to find true joy. And he does give a reason. He says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. What James is wanting to emphasize to us is that there is a purpose. You know, one of the things that's very challenging and very discouraging is when we have the sense we're going through this trial, whether it's in your leadership personally, whether it's in your own walk with God, whether it's in any area of your life, and the feeling, what's the point of this? Why is this happening? I don't see any sense. It just seems purely and completely negative. But James says, no, there is a reason. And the reason is God is looking to bring you to maturity. And without these trials, you, in fact, would remain a baby Christian. And you know, some of the greatest leaders in Christian history have been leaders who have faced and walked through tremendous trials. And that's one of the things that's made them great, because they have handled very severe difficulties. They may have handled issues in their personal lives. They may have handled issues in their churches. I am aware of pastors who have had to face congregations where there is famine and the congregation is less this week than last because people have died, but not just a peaceful expected death, but they've starved. And of course there are people handling adversity where their people are persecuted, and some have even lost their lives because of their faith in Jesus. These trials are most severe, but they find joy and they grow. They grow as leaders. They grow stronger in their faith, stronger in their conviction of the goodness of God, and stronger in the realization that one day Jesus is coming and he will take us into a place where there is no trial and no pressures. But while we live, we do have to handle trials. We do have to handle adversity. But what the Lord would say to us is this: draw near to me and I will draw near to you. James says, if you lack wisdom, seek God and he will give you wisdom. The wisdom he's talking about is to discern the nature of a trial. As I draw this podcast to a close, really ask God, what is going on? Is this the devil? Is this something that's to do with me and my personal weaknesses that God is testing? What is going on? And when we see what is going on, and when we seek to grow because of what's going on, and then lead our people into growth, we can find that joy that James speaks about. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.